I mean, I have clients that do $1 billion a year in annual revenue using these tools. I mean, these are business agnostic tools. They're, it doesn't matter how big, small, wide, fat, short, it doesn't matter how many people. These are five foundational tools that any company can use to really start getting clarity and then control and then breakthrough.
Welcome to the How Leaders Think podcast, the show that transforms you by renewing your mind and giving you new ways to think. I'm your host, Kenny Lang, and with me today is Chris White. He is the founder of the Micro Business Academy and co-founder of the System and Soul Framework. He has successfully built six companies and had three exits and is now passionately pursuing radically candid conversations. Sounds a little dangerous. Maybe we'll get into it. With a relentless drive to mastery, and he's having plenty of fun along the way. He coaches clients using the System and Soul Framework. But outside of his practice, he founded the Micro Business Academy, or MBA, co-founded S2 with Benj Miller. He co-hosts the System and Soul podcast with Benj, and he also co-founded the EOS software 90.io. He also co-authored the Clarity Field Guide. I highly recommend you pick it up, and there will be a link in the show notes for it. So if you want to get some clarity, go pick that up and do yourself a favor. But now he lives in Orlando, Florida with his incredible wife, Darlene, and their lovable lab, Buddy. Welcome to the show, Chris White.
Wow, Kenny, what an intro. Thank you.
There's a lot, man. Like, your career is just awesome. I'm shooting to maybe if I can get like half of that, I'll make my parents proud.
No, careful what you're reading for.
maybe I could just grow, maybe not grow my resume, but maybe I could get some height and I could be a little taller like you. Well, Chris, tell me, what has been on your mind lately?
Wow. It's a big question, right? With everything that's going on politically, economically, around the world. But, you know, for me, you know, I live in the entrepreneurial space with, you know, stage one and stage two companies. They're small businesses, you know, from a million to say 50 million, I suppose, at the high end, and, you know, 10 or more employees. And that's where my heart and soul is. It's after I left a career with Motorola, where I really discovered that I wanted to be an entrepreneur and be my own boss. And you know, you read that whole litany of things, and you know, here I am at 58 years old, and I'm, you know, I care deeply about the small business owners. They create two-thirds of the jobs in this country. And the problem is they're really underserved. And so, you know, that's why people like you and I are out there, you know, trying to help them beat the odds and succeed. And that doesn't always have to be tied to money, although we're capitalists and we got to make a profit. But it's so much more than that, right? So where my head's at right now is all around helping my clients become better leaders and really, you know, looking inward, you know, cause they were at the early stage, you know, they wear so many hats and there's a lot of distractions and you know, the drill. You've lived it like I have, and so have your listeners. And so, you know, just giving them an opportunity to take a breath and slow down to look inward and ask themselves, you know, are they feeding and nurturing their professional side? Because they're so busy taking care of everybody else. And then, you know, we all know, especially early stage burnout, passion carries you so long and you start getting burned out. And so, you know, I talk a lot about being in warrior shape as an entrepreneur. Living, eating, and breathing a mindset of self-care so that you can be the warrior your family needs you to be, the warrior your company and employees need you to be. And, you know, it's hard to do when you're a small business, again, because you're wearing so many hats. But that's where my heart and soul is, and it's where it's been, you know, for about the last 20 years, if I stop and think about it.
Right. I think that's really interesting, the being in warrior shape. Of course, I know with System and Soul, you've had the organizational habit of following your battle rhythm. And that's something right. you've talked a lot to the group and to me about and shared some of those practices. And I think you're spot on with the passion only takes you so far, right? Like yeah. your passion, your gut, you know, those sorts of things. So in your years of experience and then now currently where the marketplace is, which is, you know, obviously it's evolved a lot and even more rapidly since, you know, COVID hit, that changed the marketplace, accelerated a lot of things, decelerated others. What have you seen that's been sort of a prevailing wisdom that around, say, just being passionate, maybe not having that warrior mindset? Where's that thinking coming from? Why is it still around, even though we have a litany of materials that say, be disciplined, do this, do that? Like, where's that coming from? And have you pinpointed that?
Yeah, I've thought a lot about that. And that's really, there's a lot of what you're talking about behind my inspiration for the Micro Business Academy. Because, you know, you hear MBA and you immediately, you know, you think of school, right? And that's a great play on words. But for me, MBA is about mindset. Yeah, you gotta have a healthy mindset. Mm-hmm. And then you gotta believe in that mindset. You have to, you know, we can all suffer from imposter syndrome and, you know, all those kind of things creep in.
Right.
But if you have the right mindset and if you believe in it, even when people are telling you're crazy, you have those two things, all you got to do is take action. So it's a mindset, it's a belief, and then it's put it into action. And that's where the rubber hits the road, right? And so with the Micro Business Academy, you know, there is a gap from stage one, like when maybe from startup to 5 years, right? We all know the stats of failure on 90% given factors. It certainly, for some companies, the pandemic, to your point, has been extremely tough. For others, it's been a boon. So I am looking at now, I've dedicated myself to stage two entrepreneurial businesses, a little more mature, a little more advanced. They have a senior leadership team. And I've been doing that for 13 or 14 years now. And I've loved every minute of it. Truly have loved every minute of it. And with all of that time, energy and experience and being in an operating system, wanting to evolve the operating system to meet my clients' needs. So that kind of led into the birth of System and Soul. But then I realized, you know, I have an opportunity at this stage of my journey, my entrepreneurial journey, that I want to go back down and serve the underserved. I want to go to those stage one, small stage two companies and give them access to a framework like System and Soul.
Okay.
A coach like you or I who's walked in their shoes, right? And then a cohort of 10 or 12 other small business owners that they can all share their collective knowledge, right, to grow and scale. So when you break those three pieces out, these small companies are lucky to even to be able to afford one of those three. Because they're, when you put them all together, that's a six-figure investment. So I was like, wait a minute, you know, it's okay that they can't afford it right now. But in my mind and heart, it's not okay that we can't get them what they need in a way that's affordable. So that's when I just said, you know what? I'm going to start the MBA and I'm going to serve those smaller companies. And we've given them all three of the framework, the coach, and the cohort for $500 a month.
Wow.
And we meet for 4 hours a month, like a peer group. But this is all geared towards getting the five foundational tools as their foundation for whatever, you know, the year that they're in, they're starting, or maybe they're 2 years in and struggling. But sure. This lays the groundwork over the course of a year. Cause again, you have to remember they're wearing a lot of hats. So time is like their number one.
Yeah. They can't do a full day session or two back to back full day sessions.
They don't have the cash flow or the budget to support it. So I'm just like, you know what? I mean, God bless all the coaches out there that are successful and talking about making their seven. You know, that's fantastic. Okay. But, you know, I had a post this morning in my battle rhythm, which I'm happy to talk about. I read a quote from Mother Teresa. The finish line is for your ego. The journey is for your soul. Awards, you know, accomplishments and all that, that's all great. And I've certainly been a part of all of that. And, you know, but that's really not what motivates me. It's getting the dirt under your fingernails. I come from farm stock and, you know, I want to get my hands dirty. And so anyway, it's an area that is underserved, and, you know, I'm hoping to be able to build, you know, a network of coaches around the country who are as passionate about helping stage one and stage two entrepreneurial companies as I, and making the journey their focus.
Yeah, that's really good. And just to clear up, just so people can understand or who aren't already familiar with the System and Soul framework, when you talk about teaching the stage one companies in the MBA, the five foundational tools, can you briefly just go over those and tell the listener what that is?
I don't know what it was like for you when you started your for business. I think it's safe to assume we all share a lot of the same, you know, issues. But for me, it's like I'm a cross between a visionary and what we call an operator or CO.
Same.
In our S2 language. So I'm a cross between the two. So what does that mean? Well, it means I can get fired up and passionate, lots of ideas, and then I go execute. And it's like, wait, I don't even have a plan. I got to get this out of my head and get it on paper, right? So our first foundational tool at the MBA helps that owner visionary capture their vision and put it in our roadmap. It's a one-page mm-hmm. business plan called the S2 roadmap. And so we start with that tool, and then we build an organizational chart. Now, you may think, well, gosh, there's only five people in the company. We understand that that organizations that small have a simple org chart, but there's power a couple areas in the org chart. One is where you get to define each seat with clarity, right? Because mm-hmm. you read Daniel Coyle Culture Code, employees want to know, you know, specifics in order to get that psychological safety. What is my role? How can I scale in your company, right? And I know you're an expert in psychological safety as well, so you can go way deeper than I can. But the idea is we get their vision down in the roadmap. We build their org chart, but for the future, for the 6 to 12 months out, hey, where are we going to be at? What do we think we're going to need? So we're always strategizing, right? So we get their org chart done, and what does that do? Well, one, it provides a structure, right? Just like mm-hmm. S2 is a framework, org chart's a structure, and its purpose is to provide clarity in every role so that so everybody understands, right? Okay, once we do that, then we build a scorecard, right? We mm-hmm. build a simple scorecard of 15 KPIs, key performance indicators. We have two or three from each department so that we have a good cross-section of the major KPIs in the business. And what that does, it keeps your finger on the pulse of what's happening. And we mm-hmm. teach our clients to look at that weekly. Mm-hmm. We also have monthly. We also have quarterly. So roadmap, org chart, scorecard, 1, 2, 3. Then we teach them what we call quarterly objectives. Those are your highest priorities, 3 to 6 every quarter on average, and that is what you focus on and execute, mm-hmm. just those 3 to 6 high-level yeah. priorities we call quarterly objectives. And then finally, we teach them how to communicate effectively and productively. You know, when we surveyed businesses on the productivity of their meetings on a scale of 1 to 10, the average score was a 4. So
yeah.
we have a tool called the Weekly Sync that is structured in a way so that everybody on the team, whether it's 2 or 12 or anything in between on the senior mm-hmm. leadership team, this gives them a tool to communicate once a week effectively, productively, capturing decisions and setting actions, right? So again, right. the idea is one of the major problems in most companies is communication. Well, let's start young, learn how to have an excellent meeting that actually starts yeah. on time, ends on time, right?
Right.
And so those 5 tools any business can get started with. And as a matter of fact, we offer the S2 roadmap free. So you can go to microbusinessacademy.io, download our roadmap, and take a stab at it. And you can even call us, and we won't charge you. We'll give you some advice or direction.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we'll link that up so that yeah, people can click straight on it.
Yeah. We're here to help. And again, it's, if we can get those smaller companies, I mean, think about it, Kenny, if we could help these smaller companies just move the needle a little bit, then that mm-hmm. means we're putting them in a position to beat the odds at the early stage. Yeah. Right. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I have clients that do $1 billion a year in annual revenue using these tools. I mean, these are business agnostic tools. It doesn't matter how big, small, wide, fat, short. It doesn't matter how many people. These are 5 foundational tools that any company can use to really start getting clarity
mm-hmm.
and then control and then breakthrough.
Yeah, which is excellent. And things I attempted a different system with my first company and tried to do it all on my own, gathering what I could, trying to fit all the pieces together because I saw the benefit, but it is so hard to do when, like you said, you're wearing all the different hats, you know, you're chief everything officer, essentially. Your name's probably going to be on, 90% of the seats in that org chart to start with. And that makes it difficult, but having someone guide you through it can feel like such a breath of fresh air. And not only that, what the one thing I do love in the model is the cohort piece. And I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about why that was important, because obviously with your reputation in the marketplace and expertise, You could have figured out some sort of like one-on-one low cost way to like, here, I'm going to teach you the tool. I'll walk you through like you, and maybe if you have one other employee or something, just to bounce ideas off of, and we could take it through. But you chose to build this into a cohort model. Can you talk us through why sure. that's valuable or why that was so important to you?
Me coming up, I did not belong to a peer. I didn't have a mentor. My dad was a very successful entrepreneur, building 2 companies, but I lost him at 32. Mm. And that was just when I was starting to take my sort of entrepreneurial leap of faith. So I didn't have my dad. I didn't have a mentor or a coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel that hurt me. And caught up with me later in my life as a business owner, because there were things that I was naive about still. How about the stuff that's in your blind spot? There's nobody to tell you what's in your blind spot. And I got a lot of them.
Right.
So the cohort for me, number one, I want to help as many small businesses as I can with the time that I have left on the planet. You know, I serve God, I serve my family, and I serve my clients. And I think that when we can pull, our cohorts are generally maxed out at 12. So anywhere up to 12 business owners in a single cohort. And I want to, I don't have all the answers. I have, I don't look at this like as a consultancy where I'm a SME on a bunch of different things, right? I mean, I'm good at some things. I'm great at some things, and others I am should be delegating and not have anything to do with, right? And so I wanted the MBA to have, again, when I broke it down, the MBA is an operating framework. It's a coach and a cohort. And if you break those out individually, I mean, you to a peer group start at maybe 10 or 11 grand. A good business coach is going to be 40 plus. A full implementation of a framework, that's 50, that's 50 plus. So we're getting up there where they're just completely priced out of those. So if I can give them the framework and I can give them a coach, then let's give them a cohort so that they we can leverage the collective knowledge in the room, not just one person telling 12. It's a conversation like, hey, if you have real world experience, you know, we don't speak from theory ever.
Right.
That we, there's no room for theory. This is about real world experiences, things they're living and dealing with in the moment. And then, you know, these companies could be at different stages. 9 out of 10 times, there's another person in the room where Debbie over here can actually help Peter because she's 2 years ahead of him and she already dealt with that. So that's powerful. And instead of just hearing it from the coach, they're hearing it from their peers. And the other thing is, you know this as well, and your listeners that are on the smaller side where it's just them and one or two other folks, it's lonely, brother. It's lonely. You are on an island because you wake up thinking about work, right? You know, when your feet, when you jump out of bed and your feet hit the ground, the devil should say, oh, shit, he's up.
Right?
Right?
Amen.
Because we have a fire lit under our ass. We got to get out there. Yeah. We took this leap. I got to take care of my family. I got to take care of my employees. I just, you know, we got to build it. So the cohort, I think, just is so powerful. Everybody can share their real world experiences. We're all going to learn. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And generally, in that dialogue, we will be able to help Peter with his issues. And you know, if nobody in the room has experience, I generally do. I don't always on everything, but if I do, then I just share my real world experience. And it's up, you know, they, we just have dialogue about it and they try to find the win. We just, we're looking for the win so that this person can leave that discussion with an action item. Then go try.
Right. That's really good. I think more and more, somebody used this and it resonated with me recently was you need people for the journey. You're like fellow travelers.
Yeah.
And that can make all the difference because you're spot on. It is lonely and you can't put all of that weight on, you know, you have a few employees and so you end up feeling like family. It can be an easy temptation to overshare and overburden somebody who's not meant to carry that weight. Same thing with your family. They may not understand what you do. They may not care what you do. Rude way, but that's not their passion. They're passionate about you and that you're happy and you're pursuing what you love and that it puts food on the table and helps everybody have the life they want. Everybody's contributing in a different way. But that was one of the most shocking things to me with my first business with my marketing agency is just how isolated I was. And then you only got these sort of, unless you're intentional about joining a peer group, which they are, you know, you're going to easily find 10, 11, 12,000 on the low side for peer groups. And there's obviously ones that are much more expensive. Yeah. But you, every now and then you get to be around another owner and you finally, you just, it's almost, it's like you've been in battle. You just look at each other and you go, yeah, man, that's tough. And the, I mean, the most devastating, statistic, which I don't have a stat. I hear different ones thrown around, but the rate of entrepreneurial suicide of just, and I, entrepreneurialism or ness, whatever word you choose to use, is hard. If it was easy, everybody would do it and have $100 million business, but it's not. But the part that gets to people is the loneliness. It's the isolation, and having some travelers for the journey, even if it's just for a year, even if it's just for a few months, can make all of the difference. So in some cases, not just like business saving it, not to oversell it, but in some cases, having a cohort and just some trusted people that understand what you're going through and can listen and speak into it may actually be life-saving in some instances. And we may never know it.
Yeah. I was on a coaching call this morning and, the owner, 70% of their e-commerce vanished over you know, year and a half COVID. It just, you know, and this was you know, they were successful. They've been in business for a number of years, and like a lot of other businesses, they didn't see it coming or whatever, and then all of a sudden, bang, and. You know, he's a small business and to your point, he can't talk to his wife because he doesn't want to get her upset, or not that he's withholding information, but nonetheless, it's not someone they can talk to. They can't talk to another SLT member or someone on the inside. And so the peer group gives them the opportunity, hey, call Coach Chris. Call Coach Kenny in our ecosystem, right? Mm-hmm. Call a coach.
Yeah.
And the coach might know another business owner with direct experience, and then you can hook them up in the ecosystem, right? Like, that's what it's about. Help first. And then let's go put a dent in the world, in this entrepreneurial world, and let's change those. You know, I know the suicide rates in, you know, the, our servicemen and women transitioning is at an all-time high, and it's around purpose, lack of, right? You have a purpose when you're career military, then you come out, what's your purpose? And the small business owners, you know, they, number one, financial pinch, right?
Yeah.
All that weight is on their shoulders, the finance, and that's the one that can get you.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a struggle too, because also, especially if you're a business person here in the US, so much of success culturally is measured through finances, which is just stupid. So for everybody listening, if you're measuring all your success by finances, that's stupid. Find something better. Find purpose. And feel free to email me. I'll debate you. But yeah, you're absolutely right. That weight can be crushing to perform in there, unless you really get attached to your why, unless your reason for being in business, the connected to the people you feel led and called and purposed to help, which is one reason why I so love the roadmap. Is not that it creates, you know, like the work I used to do in marketing where I'd create a persona and we'd figure out who this person is. And, you know, it's like we sell to small business Bob or something, but you really can clearly see all that jumbled mess in your heart and your head and get it down on paper. The thing I've said, and it's resonated, with my clients when, you know, especially before they were my clients, is I talk about building a business and being an entrepreneur. You're doing it in large part because there's a sense of purpose. There's a desire for freedom. You thought being an entrepreneur was a path to freedom. And a lot of times it feels like it was a path into a prison of your own making. And all you want to do is get out. And because you can't blame anybody else, right? You can't blame the man, the boss is working right. me too hard and doing that. You are the man, you are the boss or the woman. Like, who the hell do you have to complain to except yourself, right?
Employees don't quit companies, they quit bosses. So now what are you going to do?
You can't say, I'm not being paid enough. Well, who are you going to talk to? I'm working too many hours. Who are you going to tell that to? Like, I'm not sad. I feel like I'm working stuff I'm not good at. Welcome to being an entrepreneur. But it doesn't have, but I think what's so powerful about what you've set out is because at the scale that these companies are at, these stage one companies you're talking about, they need it as much as the big players, right?
Sure.
The problem becomes they don't have the 40, 50,000 to just throw at expense at, you know, work in. Every penny feels precious when you're at that size, right?
Oh, man, yeah.
And if we can help those companies go from, hey, they're shooting up and they're promising to, hey, I'm healthy is what I hear you saying. It's like, I have peace. I have a platform. I have a chance to make it into that stage two with a few things around me that maybe later on I can just be one of Coach Chris's clients instead of in this cohort, but I got some work to do to get there, yeah. But maybe I just need some help connecting the dots along the way.
Yeah, I tell you, the cohort, the staying on that, it's powerful in that when we're doing the roadmap, right? Now, in the cohort, it's generally the owner-founder. They can bring their number two if they want, and that person can come at a discounted rate. Again, we want to make it fun and easy to get in there and learn these tools. But that roadmap, like when we're in session and we're like, let's say we're working on, you know, Sandra's onlyness statement, right? She's she's entered a market that, you know, is thriving and competition, and she's trying to carve out what makes her the only in what she does. And so the cool thing is she's a team of two. So she gets one other opinion. So she's got two opinions. But coming into the cohort, everybody helps each other craft that. And, you know, we're big proponents of AI. So we love AI to help us become deeper thinkers and better writers, if you will, really capturing. Because look, when we get in these sessions, Chris, I'm not an English major. I'm not a marketing person, not a novelist. I'm afraid to write. And I'm like, no. We're going to use AI to help take what all your words are, and we're gonna assemble and build a really good definition that conveys exactly what is in your heart, right? Because we're talking about when we build an onlyness statement or when we discover our core values, right? These are all things that are pieces of your culture that is going to attract the right kind of people so that we can put right people, right seat, right? Build that culture. Yeah. So, you know the old saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. That you made me think of that because, you know, even if you're three people on a team, it's a grind, right? And that's nice to have two other people. But man, going it alone, you might think you're moving faster, but you're just digging a hole.
Don't mistake activity for progress.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
So I hear that we can give people a framework. So there's some structure for in the MBA, in the Micro Business Academy, they're going to get a framework, the S2 framework in particular, to give them some structure to help get their thinking down so other people can participate and carry right. the torch and work with them. They're going to get a cohort. They're going to get travelers for the journey, people with real world experience that are roughly the same place as them that can weigh in and help shoulder some of that weight. They're going to get executive coaching from an experienced coach, somebody that can be that trusted advisor that can ask them the hard questions that maybe other people, you know, won't. Their employee surely won't yeah. ask them. Yeah. But they can ask those tough things. And it's not going to take them totally out of the business for a full day and all that. So that it's going to be, you know, a good use of their time. And I think people who don't pursue that are going to move more slowly or spin their wheels more than somebody who has all those. So if that's how people should be thinking about a group, a framework, and a coach, what is the first step somebody, and let's just say in the next 24 hours, obviously we're going to link up to the Micro Business Academy website. We want them to go check it out and even consider joining one of your cohorts. But what's the first step? An owner is listening saying, you know what? I feel the pain of what Chris has just said. I do need to take a step. Maybe I'm not ready for the MBA or to commit to something like that, but I want to take a step. What would you tell that listener, that owner, that founder that they could do in the next 24 hours?
I think if someone is out there in their small business and their owner, founder, number two, and they're open, they're doing business, but they're just struggling and their frustrations are high, right? So The first step is asking yourself, are we in enough pain where we should go start looking at these resources out there that can help?
Okay.
They have to kind of measure their pain. Now, we have a diagnostic that they can take, and it sets a baseline of the health of their business in its current state. So we use that as a mm-hmm. baseline. So maybe that's a good first step because it will yeah. ask you a bunch of questions that maybe you have all in your head and you've thought about them, or maybe the question scared you too much and you didn't want to answer. So I think the first step is if any of this message is resonating with you, we have a free asset called the S2 Diagnostic. It's going to take you less than 2 minutes, I think 3 minutes, to answer 20-ish questions. Yeah. And that's going to give you some context of where your company's health is, current state, through the lens of the Micro Business Academy, the System and Soul Framework. Yeah. That's what I would recommend. And we can give you the link to that too in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll definitely link that up. And one thing I do want to tell because I think that's a fantastic place to start. It's also it's free, so I mean, yeah. it's not going to cost you anything. Is for that founder, that owner, if you're going through it, don't just answer the questions and get your results. I mean, those are important. They're really helpful. Pay attention to what the questions are asking. Because those things can clue you in if you're like, yeah, I almost never do it. And that's your answer. But look at what it says. Like, that may clue you into, well, maybe that's something I should be investigating. Like, are you having a weekly meeting with the other leaders or some leaders, even in a cohort, to discuss your business? Well, if you're almost never on that, you
right.
might want to jot that question down as something you should start considering. So I think that you could get sort of two things, the scoring, but let those questions inform you about maybe those are some areas, like Chris said, you know, MBA stands for Micro Business Academy, but it also stands for mindset, believe, and take action.
Right.
Right. Is there's some things to take action and that can start to move you in the right direction.
If your listener, if you're out there and you're a business owner and you have a couple people, like if you have a small senior leadership team or just, you know, maybe you're not so formalized, but you have some people that are your trusted advisors, have them take the S2 diagnostic so you can get their interpretation. Now you'll have two or three scores to take a look at. So I think that's a good first step.
That's excellent. And Chris, if anybody wants to connect with you and ask you questions or learn more about the work that you're doing, where would you send them?
Sure. Microbusinessacademy.io. My email's real simple, chris@coachchris.io.
All right. We'll link both of those up, and we'll also be linking to Chris's LinkedIn. It is a great follow. It's a whole mix of different things, thoughts. And he's also pretty generous to share about the practices that, you know, when you heard him talk about battle rhythm and some of those things that have just helped him achieve all the things you heard at the beginning of the call. Those are all things that he does, as a regular discipline. Yeah. So he's pretty generous with that. Well, Chris, thanks so much for coming on the show. I'm sure we'll have other topics and would love to have you back in the future. So thank you so much. And until next time, remember, change how you think, you'll change how you lead. We'll see you next time.